So close your eyes. When you close your eyes, you go to your inner world, that inner sanctuary, or perhaps some of us are going through a hellish time in life, or a difficult time, or somewhere in between. Just be there with yourself, your inner world, and allow the archetypes, as we call on them, to guide you, to take you out of, or give you a break from, whatever is causing the problems in the life. And not only take a break from, or get out of, get unstuck from, but to give you solutions, those of you who are in your sanctuary or heavenly place, then go deeper into that and understand there are parts of you that need some attention that you can't see, that are hidden from you, and that are maybe holding you back or tricking you into thinking you are in a heavenly realm and all's well. It's not to say that either situations are right or wrong. It's just you got to assess where you are at this given point in time and then release it, as we call on these archetypes. So paying attention now to the base of your spine. The base of the spine is related to the landmark for the root chakra, or Mooladhara in Sanskrit. It gets to the root cause of our situation in life that we find ourselves in. So we don't need to think, because our brain is a bit far from there. So we just need to experience what is there and see it. You might feel some energy moving around now, the base of the spine. Some thoughts are trying to distract you from putting your attention there. Let those thoughts do whatever they're going to do. That's not your brain, so you don't have to grab onto them. So allow now this reddish-orangish light to come in. Or heat, or some physical experience such as tingling or expansion. Maybe you might perceive some expansion, like you're floating, or there's some energy moving throughout the pelvis now, expanding beyond the root chakra. And it's going into the legs and firing up the legs. Consciousness is fire. It's not the element. It's consciousness is the firing of all the nervous system. So as you're putting your awareness, you might feel the consciousness as a burning sensation or purifying sensation. And then pain can come up in any of the joints, maybe on the way down as you're visualizing it, going through the hips, through the knees and the ankles and the feet and the toes. You might move your feet around a little bit or wiggle around so you're settled. We'll call on Ganesha, who's an elephant-headed being. He's the pot belly and he rides a mouse. If you know what he looks like, great. If you can't visualize him, he's there anyways. You know what a picture is of him, or a statue, so you can just imagine that. Image it in the Mooladhara, and maybe that energy going down the legs, or that image going down the legs, cleaning up everything that is keeping you stuck, or obsessed, or that you obsess about. Om Gam. Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam 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 Now you can move your attention up into the base of the spine and imagine the whole spine lighting up like a rod or a ray of light. This ray of light is also called Sushumna in Sanskrit. It pierces every chakra on the way up. All the energy, the Kundalini energy, has been released with Ganesha's invocation. It's going up now to higher states of consciousness, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move into the throat, feel the throat. Ma. Move up to the third eye. Allow your attention to float back down to the base of the spine. Move up and into the navel area. Ma. Move up into the heart center. In the middle of the chest. She. Move into the throat and the mouth. Va. Move into the two eyes and the right and left brain. Feel all the chakras come alive. Now, we'll call on Ganesha, who is also available at the pituitary, the pineal gland, by focusing your attention on the spot between the two eyebrows. As you focus your attention on the spot between the two eyes, the two eyebrows, also called the brow chakra, you yourself will experience a sensation or a pulsation or some tingling on the forehead between the two eyebrows just above the bridge of the nose. Take a moment to laser your focus on that spot. You can imagine now Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. And from his third eye into your third eye is a beam of light that is going to pierce your third eye, activate it, and take you into a realm of your consciousness that you have not yet explored at the level of the soul. Will invoke the blessings or the grace or the activation, all the same thing, coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. Receive it. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. The third eye is starting to come alive, to tingle. You can imagine Ganesha's energy there as well, or his form at the pituitary spot between the two eyebrows, and then deeper into the middle of the brain, activating the pineal gland. Keep focusing on the energy vortex related to the pituitary and pineal. Om Gang. Om Gang. Om Gang. Om Gang. You can say the sounds Om Gang aloud or internally. Om Gang. Om Gang. Om Gang. Activate the pineal. Om Gang. You're focusing your attention on the midbrain where the pineal gland is. Om Gang. Om Gang. Om Gang. Om Gang. Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Internally say, I worship the Lord of the Ganas, who are divine beings with great intelligence and power and energy to get me unstuck, to remove obstacles, to experience that energy that message, that intelligence that can get transmitted to all the neurons in my brain and create new ways out of challenging situations, create new intelligence for me to overcome the problematic areas, to bypass suffering and pain. Om Gaung Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gaung Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gaung Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the movement of Ganesha's energy from the pituitary or brow chakra going backwards into the middle of your brain, the third eye area, the pineal gland. Om Gaung Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gaung Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gaung Ganapataye Namaha. Visualize this image as an elephant-headed being with a pot belly, and he rides a mouse. And this time he's carrying an axe. The axe will destroy bad karmas, lethargy, low energy, ignorance, weaknesses, denial. Focus your attention or pray to the axe that Ganesha is carrying to destroy all of it that is no longer serving you. Om Gaung Ganapataye Namaha. See a flash of the image of the axe, or hold on to the image of the axe in your mind's eye. Om Gaung Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gaung Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gaung Ganapataye Namaha. The whole brain is exploding with energy, dispersing ignorance, darkness, negativity, activating the neurons, creating synaptic gaps, bursts of energy of Ganesha exploding in the brain. Om Gaung Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gaung Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gaung Ganapataye Namaha. The brain is exploding with the energy of Ganesha and pouring down the rest of the body, lighting up the nervous system that activates all the rest of the body parts, energized with this new intelligence coming in at this moment in time, to clear out any negativity, any pain or suffering. Om Gaung Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. From head to toe, you're lit up with Ganesha. Now imagine your backbone and brain. The image of the veil or spear or lance is your backbone and brain. As the shaft of the spear becomes the backbone, the head of the spear is the brain. Keep your attention on your backbone and brain. Allow the image to appear, whether it's through your inner eye, your visual eyes, you're visualizing the veil, or you experience it. You know it is there. You sense it is there. You perceive that it is there through heat, through a presence. Through some tingling or physical sensation. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Shoot the energy up the veil, explode it into the brain. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. You are beginning to disappear, and all that is remaining is the veil. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. 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 Hold on to the image of the veil as your backbone and brain. Feel it. Now that image gets smaller and smaller and goes up into the third eye. It becomes a flame in the third eye. The veil or the spear lands. Becomes a flame in your third eye. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Now in the third eye, the middle of your brain, the flame appears to shift into the energy or image of the goddess of fortune, luck and grace, Lakshmi. If you don't know what she looks like, she has pink and gold and silvery, dazzling light energy. Everything that represents happiness or joy or material comforts, and also an easy spiritual evolution, is associated with the goddess Lakshmi. Imagine her presence being revealed to you in your third eye, the midbrain. Shri Brzee. Soak your third eye, midbrain, in the sounds and the image, the consciousness of Lakshmi. Shri Brzee. Shri Brzee. Shri Brzee. Shri Brzee. Shri Brzee. Shri Brzee. Soak up the grace and blessings, the energy of abundance in the third eye. Shri Brzee. Shri Brzee. Shri Brzee. The whole brain explodes with the energy of Shri Brzee. Shri Brzee. Shri Brzee. Shri Brzee. The whole body lights up. Shri Brzee. Shri Brzee. Shri Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Let go of the meditation. You can keep your eyes closed. Allow yourself to come back as gradually, progressively as possible. Or you can stay in it as long as you want. slowly come back to yourself, to your surroundings. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. You can listen to the rest of the recording that will be posted to the blog. Then you'll be updated by email as well. Have a great week ahead. Enjoy your Father's Day. However you're going to celebrate it will be perfect.